This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Democrats are riding a wave of energy heading into November's election. If Stacey Abrams wins the governor's race, she would become the first black female governor in the United States. And Democratic ballots in the primary elections are up nearly 40% since 2010. GPB's Stephen Fowler joins me now in the studio to discuss this weekend's state party convention. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
What is the Democrats' game plan for November 6th, other than, quote, win their elections?
They're doing something called a coordinated campaign, which means that every race from the governor's race all the way down to the local House district is all under the same umbrella of resources and communication. And basically, they're all working together towards the same goals. So you might have someone knocking at your door talking about Stacey Abrams running for governor. And oh, by the way, if you're a Gwinnett County resident, here's Carolyn Bordeaux running for your U.S. House seat and Sam Park in the state house. So they're telling you about everyone on the Democratic ticket as it applies to you, and it's not necessarily somebody who lives in your part of the state coming to tell you. And Executive Director Rebecca DeHart says that they're doing things in all 159 counties in a way that's the largest effort they've ever undertaken. Sarah Riggs Amico, the nominee for Lieutenant Governor, says it's allowed her campaign to focus on getting the message out in more places.
I'm traveling in every nook and cranny of the state, and we're doing it not just in blue counties or cities. We are going to the deep red areas, and candidly, we're getting a very good response because I don't think most Americans, and certainly most Georgians, line up perfectly with either political party. But I think almost all of us believe that if you want to keep your job, you should be willing to do it.
And speaking of those nooks and crannies, Agriculture Commissioner nominee Fred Swan touched on the party's revitalized focus in his speech. He says he's here for all Democrats, especially those in rural areas. And Stacey Abrams echoed that line, saying that they're targeting folks from the Nat line to the Belt line.
So this coordinated campaign for the Democrats that they're undertaking, is that different from what Republicans are doing?
Well, many statewide and congressional nominees on the Republican side are incumbents, which means they've held the position for many, many years in some cases. They have a lot more name recognition, like Brian Kemp, the nominee for governor, who is currently Secretary of State. And you haven't really seen much of a coordinated Republican effort to raise awareness of certain races because, in large part, they're already there. And that strategy does work. In the most recent U.S. House elections in 2016, incumbents there were reelected 98% of the time. And some candidates say that's a problem. Lindy Miller is running for the Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities and things like the Plant Vogtle Nuclear Power Expansion near Augusta.
Our current commissioners are rubber stamping utility decisions and not standing up for Georgia's working families and small businesses.
So, Stephen, both parties are obviously working to turn out the most voters to win their elections. But Georgia has had a majority Republican legislature since 2005, the governor's mansion since 2003. Realistically, what makes the Democrats think they can flip the seats?
Well, Ricky, being at the convention over the weekend, it was almost like Republicans didn't exist. One part of that is that they're hoping to capitalize on sentiment against President Donald Trump and towards Congress and the existing party in power. Carolyn Bordeaux, running in the 7th U.S. House District, weighed in during a brief interview about her district's priorities.
So I would say healthcare is really front and center. There's also the prescription drug issues. I would say something that also really crosses across all lines is just dealing with the corruption in Washington. Our representatives, Congress, are just completely bought by a lot of special interests, and you're seeing that across many different policy areas, everything from tax reform to healthcare to the environment.
But the focus among these nominees does seem to be on issues and policy alone. The biggest applause lines I heard came from mentions of expanding Medicaid, keeping guns out of schools, and growing the economy. The idea here, as one Democrat told me, is that Georgians want tangible plans and changes and not one-liners or attack ads. One attendee told me the focus needs to be more on what impacts people here in Georgia versus what drives the national news cycles from Washington, D.C. It's something Stacey Abrams mentioned as well, Democrats needing to talk to people and share their message. She said, quote, they don't vote if we don't ask, and that elections aren't won on Facebook and Twitter, and that's the Democrats' plan in these next 10 weeks leading up to the election.
GPB Stephen Fowler will be reporting on this year's midterm elections. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.